Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. There are times in our lives when we experience pain. It's unavoidable. But God can use your pain to bring about good. Today we continue in a series called, Where is God When It Hurts? In this series, Pastor Rick shows us the five choices you can make to benefit from your pain and the four ways you can use the pain in your life to help others heal. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing Bible study from Pastor Rick called Unshakable. This study, based on the book of Daniel, will help you handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called, How Can I Benefit from My Pain?
One of the most common questions I'm asked as a pastor is this. If God is good, if God's a good God, why is there so much pain in the world? Now, that's not exactly a new question. In fact, thousands of years ago, Solomon asked this question in the Bible. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, I think it's verse 22 and 23, he says this. So what do people get for all their hard work and struggles on earth? Their lives are filled with pain, and their work is filled with grief. Even at night, their minds don't rest. It doesn't make sense at all. Now, if you're taking notes, I hope you took out the message notes. If you're watching online, you can download the teaching notes right now. I want you to underline the phrase, their lives are filled with pain. Just underline that. Their lives are filled with pain. Having traveled literally all around the world, and I've seen many of the poorest situations and been in the worst disaster areas and have counseled thousands of people in pain, I can tell you this much. This verse sums up what much of the world feels. Every day is a day of pain for most of the people in the world. Why? Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know all the reasons there's pain in the world. It's on my list of questions to ask God when I get to heaven. But I do know some reasons. And the first big reason is we often experience pain because God gave us the freedom of choice. The freedom to make choices, the freedom to choose between right and wrong, good and bad, that's not only our greatest blessing, it's also our greatest liability too. Because we often make poor choices. And when we make poor choices, we hurt ourselves and we hurt others. Now, God could easily wipe out all of the pain in the world by simply eliminating evil. But if he did that, he'd have to wipe us out too, because every one of us have acted in evil ways. We act in selfish and self-absorbed and self-centered rebellion against God literally every day of our lives. So there was no pain in the world until sin entered the world. It broke everything, and along with it came pain. There was no pain in the Garden of Eden. Yes, God could eliminate all the hurt and all the pain in the world by simply removing our freedom to make bad choices. But you know, then we wouldn't be people anymore. We'd be puppets. Now, in part one of this series, I gave you a practical definition of pain, and I said this, pain is a warning light that something is wrong. Pain is a warning light that something is wrong, and if we didn't have that warning light, we would often continue in the wrong direction and continue to hurt ourselves. For instance, if you didn't feel pain when you touched a hot stove, then you wouldn't know to remove your hand, and it would probably just burn up. And you could lose your hand without even knowing it if you didn't have pain sensations. Pain says, stop it. Pain says, don't do this. Pain is a warning sign. Now, last week in part one, I shared from God's word five ways that God tells us how he can use pain in our lives for good. He can use it for a good purpose. And if you missed that message, I want to ask you to go back and watch it online, because it's half of what I'm teaching you on the meaning of pain. Part one, we looked at how God uses pain for good, five ways in your life. and I'm not going to cover that again. But today in part two, I want to share how you can benefit from pain by the choices that you make, by choosing the way you respond to pain. See, God says, I can bring good out of it by doing these things. And he gives us five good reasons. And he also says here, five choices that you can make that will help pain be beneficial in your life. Now, in that first message, I pointed out that pain is inevitable. Okay, it's inevitable in life. It is not optional. You can't opt out of it. Nobody gets to go through life pain-free.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
As we look at the unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick created a life-changing Bible study called Unshakable. This DVD and workbook study is based on the life of Daniel. In these eight powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures, how to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes, how to handle success, how to learn from your mistakes, and how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for your individual quiet time or in a small group setting. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Nobody gets to go through life pain-free. Now, when I talk about pain, we're not just talking about physical pain, but we're talking about every kind of pain. Emotional pain, mental pain, relational pain, spiritual pain, financial pain, vocational pain, pain at work. Because we live in a broken world where nothing works perfectly, everything's broken, then pain is inevitable. But as I said last week, pain is inevitable, misery is optional. That's a choice. Because you do have choices that you can make. You can choose how you're going to respond to pain. And that's part of being a human. That's part of being made in the image of God. That's part of the gift. The downside is we have pain. The upside is God says you get to choose what you do with it, and you can actually use it for good in your own life if you'll let me do what I want to do and if you'll make the right kind of choices. Now, because we have that ability, what it means is this. This is what I want to talk about today. We don't have to waste our pain. We don't have to waste our pain. God doesn't want you to waste any of the pain. You're going to go through pain, whether you waste it or not, but you may as well use it for good. You can benefit from it. And through the choices that we make, we can come out on the other side of pain being better, not merely bitter. Now, I've done a lot of study in pain over the decades. And I've seen many, many scientific studies that have documented the fact that human beings are able to handle enormous amounts of pain if we know there's a good purpose behind it. There's a good purpose for our pain. And then we can benefit from the pain. But if we don't make the right choices, the pain in our lives ends up being worthless. It ends up being wasted. It ends up being pointless. It is pain without any purpose. And pain without purpose, pointless pain, arbitrary pain, unexplained, irrational, not benefiting from it pain, that's the kind of pain that's unbearable and intolerable, and it drives us to despair. On the other hand, when you know there's a purpose, you can handle an enormous amount of pain. Every mother knows that giving birth is painful. If you want to ask a mom after the service, go right ahead. It's why they call it labor. But mothers willingly go through that pain, the pain of labor, for a purpose that's greater than the pain. And what is that purpose? To bring forth life. Now, if I were able to ask all of you moms who are watching right now, how many of you would say that the pain of childbirth was worth it? All your hands would go up. And if I asked how many of you would want to experience that pain for no purpose at all, no hand would go up, okay? Now, here's the point that I'm trying to make. No matter what kind of pain you're going through right now, you're going to be far better prepared to handle it and cope with it if you focus on what I'm about to share with you. The five possible purposes for your pain. Now, I shared that last week, God's five purposes for your pain, and the five potential benefits of your pain that I want to share with you today. Now, we're going to begin with Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It's one of the great, most famous verses in the Bible, one of the great promises of the Bible. In Romans 8, 28, you've got this memorized. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. Now, let's hold it there for just a minute. Look at that verse. We know that in all things, not some things, all, that means even the painful things, God works. It doesn't say all things are good. Doesn't say all things are pleasant. God works for those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. And it only makes sense when you understand the purpose. What I want to share with you this weekend is this. The pain that you're going through, whatever you're going through right now, at work, at home, in your body, in your mind, in your relationships, pain can be managed by purpose. Pain can be managed on purpose. And pain can be managed for a purpose. Now, if you've read the Purpose-Driven Life book, you know that the Bible tells us that God has five purposes for your life. And these five purposes are repeated and they are reinforced hundreds of times in the Scripture. It's not like God's hidden this out and only put it in one place in Scripture. God has five purposes for your life. Let's review it. Number one, God's first purpose for your life is to know and love him, to get to know and love him. He gave you the capacity to know and love him. You are planned for God's pleasure. You were made to be loved by God. You were created as an object of God, to be loved by God. God knows everything about you and loves you. He wants you to know and love him back. By the way, that's called worship. Worship is getting to know and loving God. The second purpose of your life is to learn to love other people. You are formed for God's family. We call that fellowship. God says, I don't want you to just love me. I want you to learn to love other people as well. This is the great commandment. Love God with all your heart, worship. Love your neighbor as yourself, fellowship. The third purpose for your life is to grow up spiritually like Christ. You were created to become like Christ. You're born again, but God doesn't want you to stay a baby. He wants you to grow up spiritually and be like your older brother, Jesus Christ. You're created to become like him. We call that discipleship. That's the third purpose, to know and love Christ, to learn to love his family and other people, to grow in Christ, in character. The fourth purpose of your life is to use the talents that God put in you to serve others. You are shaped for service. You're made for a ministry. This is called your ministry, and it's the fourth purpose of your life. God didn't put you on earth just to suck up air and live for yourself. He wants you to make a contribution with your life in this world. He wants you to leave the world a better place. He wants you to make a difference in your part of the world. And the fifth purpose for your life is to share your life message with others. Part of that life message we all share in common, it's called the good news. But part of your life message is the message that God has given you about what you've learned through pain, what you've learned through experiences. You are made for a mission. This is called witness. So whether we call it worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and witness, or whether we call it knowing Christ, growing in Christ, serving Christ, sharing Christ, you know, growing in Christ, loving Christ's family, it's all the same five purposes. Now, that's all review. If you've been around Saddleback, we've covered that many, many, many times. But what many people don't understand is this, and I want you to get this. Are you ready? God uses pain to help us fulfill all five of those life purposes. Every one of those purposes, worship, discipleship, fellowship, ministry, evangelism, outreach, whatever you call it, God uses pain to help you fulfill each of your life purposes. Sadly, most people don't know this. Most people waste their suffering. They don't profit from their problems. They don't learn from their losses. They don't harvest their hurts. They don't improve from their injuries. They don't advance from their adversity. They don't gain from their pain. And this is why St. Paul asks the question in Galatians 3, verse 4, there on your outline, have you gone through all of this for nothing? Is it all really for nothing? Now, let me review again. You're going to have pain in your life. The issue is, are you going to waste it? Let me ask you, up to this point in your life, have you wasted the pain in your life? You say, well, I don't know. I may have. Well, it's not too late to start benefiting. You're not through with pain. You're going to have pain in the future in your life. So it's not too late to start benefiting from it. So today, let's look at 5 ways to benefit from any kind of pain, emotional, relational, all of these different, or physical. And these are choices or actions that you can take, and they're all found right here in God's Word. All right, you taking notes? Here's the 5 ways you can benefit from your own pain if you'll make these choices. Number one, use my pain to draw closer to God in worship. Use my pain to draw closer to God in worship. Now, you know that when anything happens painful in your life, you've got a choice. You can run to God or you can run from God. And you know what? I've noticed in life about half people do both. Half people run toward God when they're in pain, and about half people run away from God in pain. Now, the second way never seemed to make sense, because how are you going to get any comfort when you're running from God? You know that when you're in pain, your prayers get more real. Your worship gets more real. Your heart gets more tender. Personally, I've spent more time alone with God in the years since my youngest son died by taking his life than in all the previous years. Because in the grief of that loss, what kept me going through all my painful days was time alone with God. So you can use your pain to draw closer to God in worship. How do you do that? Well, here's what you do. You don't tell him what you think you ought to say. You tell him exactly how you feel. You cry out to God when you're in pain. God, I'm in pain. You argue with God. God, I don't like this pain. You tell God, you lament. 1/3 of the Psalms, 50 of the 150 Psalms, are Psalms of lament. They're crying out to God. They're arguing with God. Did you know that complaining to God is an act of worship? You can worship in all the phases of grief. You can express your shock. You can unload your sorrow. You can share your struggle, what you're feeling with the pain you're feeling. You can surrender yourself. You can ask God to use the pain for good in your life. Paul does this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. He says, when we were crushed and overwhelmed, and we saw how powerless we were to help ourselves, said even that was good, for then we put everything into the hands of God, who alone could save us, and he did help us. When I'm in pain, it's a time for me to draw closer to God, not further away. It's a time for me to trust God more, to worship God more, to turn to God more, to surrender to God more. When Matthew died, our family did a family surrender to God retreat. Yeah, we went over to Rancho Capistrano and did a day retreat on surrendering to God the pain that we were in. I could give you, friends, thousands of Saddleback stories of people who came to know Jesus out of their pain, or their lives were totally transformed in the process of worshiping when they were in pain. I'm sure many of you could say, pain turned me to Christ. And if you can say that, I say like Paul in 2 Corinthians 7:9, I'm glad not because it hurt you, but because the pain turned you to God. So the first thing we do in pain is we don't run from God, we run to him. We turn to God in our pain. We let it draw us closer to God, to trust him more, to worship more, to know Him and love Him more. Number two, the second purpose of your life is fellowship, learning to love other people. And you can do this. Number two, use my pain to draw closer to others in fellowship. Use my pain to draw closer to others in fellowship. If you will allow it, pain will deepen your love, pain will mature your love, because suffering sensitizes you. I have seen pain turn the most self-centered people into sympathetic people. When Matthew died, Kay and I knew the statistics that couples that have a child die. Nearly a third of those marriages end up splitting up with the death of a child because people grieve in different ways and they don't know how to handle it. But Kay and I have actually grown closer together since the death of our youngest child. I'm more in love with my wife than I was when I met her 50 years ago, if you can believe that. She was 2 years old, 50 years ago. You know, I asked Kay, why do you think we made it when we are so absolutely different in every cell of our bodies? I was hoping she'd say, because you're so nice to me. But that's not what she said. She said, because we intentionally worked at strengthening it and we gave each other grace. Pain will draw you closer to other people if you'll be honest to God, honest with yourself, and honest with others.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, as we look at these unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick created a life-changing Bible study called Unshakable. This DVD and workbook study is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures. How to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes. How to handle success. How to learn from your mistakes. And how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for your individual quiet time or in a small group setting. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today, I want to share a note that we received from Amy. God is using Daily Hope to help her understand how to apply the Bible to her own life so she can pass on those skills to her daughter. Amy wrote this to me. Thanks, Pastor Rick, for being you. I love your sermons. You speak in a way that I can understand, and I'm grateful that I've found you. I recently purchased 40 Days in the Word, and my husband and I are going to do it together. I'm so excited to get to know the Word of God and apply it to my life. When my mother died 10 years ago, I was 29 years old, and I've been lost at sea ever since. I didn't know what to do in my life, and I had nobody to guide me. I finally realized that the Bible tells us how to live our lives, and I want to get to know it inside and out so I can pass that on to my daughter. Much love from Texas. Well, thanks so much for writing, Amy. I'm really glad that you discovered all the giant rewards of learning and applying the Word of God to your life. You know, I'm excited that you're passing on what you're learning to your daughter. This is an important thing. We actually grow more by passing it on to others. And I'm sure her life will be blessed through your faithfulness.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.